Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host. Happy Monday to you. Nice to be back here. Very nice to be back here. It's always great to get to be back here and do this with you. Thank you so much for taking the time with us. I'll tell you what, let me give you the number if you're thinking about calling, 888-318-7884. Second hour, we'll do an Ask Me Anything with Tom Nash. You can ask Tom whatever you'd like about the Catholic faith, whether you are Catholic or not, 888-318-7884. And I imagine that's going to be fun. I think we'll have a great time, but I think we're going to have, I don't know if it's fair to say, more fun the first hour. We're going to have an awful lot of fun the first hour. Christine Flynn is here. She has a new book from Catholic Answers Press, and I've been really looking forward to talking with her about it. The book is called Not Just Spiritual, My Journey from Personal Religion to the Catholic Faith. Christine is not a native of Wisconsin, but lives in Wisconsin with her husband, Pat, and their six children. Christine, thank you very much for being here with us.
Yeah, thanks, Cy. It's great to be here.
Not just spiritual. I think everybody sees that, who sees that title knows what that's about, because there's I'm not really religious. I'm just spiritual. I'm a very spiritual person, but I'm not a religious person. So what does that have to do with you?
Oh, man, that's where I spent a good chunk of my life. I was very interested in the big questions very early on, you know, like, where are we going? Where are we from? Why are we here? And I didn't really get good religious answers or anybody who was willing to answer those questions for me from a religious standpoint. So I needed answers, and I wound up kind of creating my own spirituality, which I think a lot of people are doing nowadays.
It's a do-it-yourself business now, religion,
yeah, oh, sure.
For many people. Yeah.
Yeah. It's comfortable that way.
Hey, if you'd like to talk with Christine, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. We can talk about the book. Maybe you are a person who is spiritual but not religious, and you'd like to talk with Christine about why she says she's not just spiritual. Or maybe you'd like to talk about the particulars of it, you know, your reasons for just being spiritual. Maybe, for example, as we hear, you don't want to be so dogmatic. You don't want to be involved with such organized religion with all that dogmatism. You have something else in mind. Or maybe, as is often the case, you're a parent who'd like your child to make the journey that Christine made out of being just spiritual into being fully Catholic. 888-318-7884. It's easy to say congratulations on a book. You know, it's always nice when a new book comes out and there you have the thing. But it's a beautiful book, beautifully written, and kind of heartbreaking at some points. There's a lot of you're not holding back on sharing the hardships, the difficulties, and even the heartbreaks that you went through.
Yeah, I can't say it was all a very happy book to write, because it forced me to kind of relive some past pains.
Yeah.
But always to keep in perspective and keep in mind as I was going along that the end, it has a happy ending. And yeah. And that, you know, helped make it a little bit easier.
Again, 888-318-7884, the number. Christine Flynn, our guest. Not just spiritual, my journey from personal religion to the Catholic faith. So if I could, what went into the makeup of your personal religion? So if it's a do-it-yourself thing, it's not completely do-it-yourself. You're drawing on the things around you. So what went into your construction of your own spirituality?
Yeah, you really can just pick and choose whatever you like, whenever you like, at your convenience, and change, you know, if something isn't convenient enough for you, you know, and you, for me personally, if something came up that made me question my faith or my spirituality at that point, I could say, oh, well, I don't really believe that anymore. Let me just pivot and we'll pick this other piece up. So it's like an ever changing puzzle that never quite gets finished. So for me personally, and anybody who's New Age or just spiritual but not religious will have different beliefs. I had a lot of interest in reincarnation, dream interpretation. End of the world was a big thing. I was always interested in when the world was going to end. And kind of manifesting my best life. I would say those are probably the biggest pillars. Yeah, you hear that a lot.
You know, it's funny because I can remember when Oprah did that, when Oprah went with The Secret. And that when Oprah goes a certain direction, so much of the culture moves in that direction. And it was kind of heartbreaking to see because it's it just seems so hopeless to someone who's who's maybe I was already older by that time. I was already older a long time ago. But I mean, you go, oh, that's not going to work. The universe isn't going to give you what you want.
Yeah, that's not how I thought of things. And if I did come up with something where I wasn't getting what I wanted, I would, kind of just decide that that's not the thing I wanted and drop whatever it was and go chase something else. So I never really had to face any failures or disappointments because I could just say, well, that's just not really what I wanted. It was all very convenient. Again, anything that I didn't like at a particular moment, I could just, you know, say, oh, I didn't actually believe in that. Or I've grown in my spirituality and we can, you know, I can move on from this. So I was really not processing anything negative because I didn't want to. And I could just change whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. It's very selfish, very narcissistic, and ultimately very hollow.
But it presents itself as a curious, open-minded, tolerant.
I mean, I would say that I was open to learning more and getting the answers to the questions that I had. But the answers could never come from an organized religion. I was not open-minded, really. I just like to think that or say it.
What is it? What is it about organized religion? What is it about a word like, say, dogma or doctrine that is the, no, it can't be that. I'll go any other direction, but it can't be that.
I was very interested in the journey itself. I didn't really want to. I was very hungry for answers and different ideas. So I didn't really want to pick something that had already been settled. And also because of, you know, man, I was going through this stuff. I was in my teens and 20s. I just didn't like authority. So anything that anybody, if it came from an authoritative position, I just really was not interested because I looked at the world and thought, it's not a great place. And we've been trying out your ideas and it's just not working. So I'm just going to go my way. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, there is the kind of thing where we can dismiss people as just selfish. Well, you just want that because you're selfish. But there is another side of it, which is a sense that, well, that religion doesn't work. And we religious people are probably more responsible for that than we would like to be.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
We like to admit.
Yeah. Growing up, the idea was, you know, either religion is the opiate of the masses or, you know, on one end, on the other end, it is the reason that we have as many atrocities that we do in our world history. So I really just didn't give it a chance. So it was either this opiate or the actual cause of a lot of pain and suffering for people. So I really could not give that a chance.
Our guest is Christine Flynn. She has a beautiful new book called Not Just Spiritual. I know we will be giving this book away on this program a lot because Christine is able to describe the journey that well, I guess that we would hope for many young people today. It's the subtitle is My Journey from Personal Religion to the Catholic Faith. If you'd like to talk with Christine about the book, wherever you are on that spiritual journey, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Is part of the resistance, and I want to stay on this end of it for just a little while and then talk about the coming into the Catholic faith. But would you say that part of the resistance to dogmatic, doctrinal, organized religion is actually a sense of a kind of inability on the part of the person that, I'm not capable of that kind of certainty. I can't be that certain about something.
Yeah, for me, it wasn't quite a certainty issue. It was more I looked down at anybody who would commit themselves to this as being too simple. And I remember seeing on a news segment, for whatever reason, they were interviewing a local janitor, and he talked about his Christian faith. And I thought, wow, that sounds really nice. I'm very happy for that person. Personally, I'm too cerebral for that. I couldn't possibly just allow someone else to tell me what to think. But I could see in this particular instance, this person was very joyful and he was very happy and content in his station in life. And I thought that, well, that sounds awesome, but maybe it's just not for me. So it was pretty condescending.
Yeah, it's almost like I could see somebody who's like, well, you know, like being a Disney adult brings a lot of joy to you, but I could never be a Disney adult. That's the,
sure.
Is that kind of like just dismissing the person?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Wow, I was trying to give you credit, but what a jerk.
No, no, I was kind of a jerk, so that's fine. Again, great to relive all of those happy moments in my past in the book. But yeah, no, I was kind of a friend of mine years ago said I had a holier than thou attitude, and at the time I said no, I don't, you know. But in my mind, I thought, well, if I did, I mean, it would be justified. You know, I'm awesome. I've got all these spiritual ideas and things. Of course I behave in this way. So I am, I'm very grateful that I had friends and family who were nice. I was kind of a jerk during those years.
Again, 888-318-7884. And when we come back from the break, we'll let folks talk with Christine Flynn, the author of Not Just Spiritual, My Journey from Personal Religion to the Catholic Faith. All right, well, let me, one more question before we take the break, and then we'll come back and do a little bit about your conversion, about how that all happened, about how you got knocked off your horse or whatever it was. But the person of Jesus, did the person of Jesus have any meaning to you when you were in this more self-constructed spirituality?
He was a middleman, I thought, because I didn't really understand. I thought Jesus was just a helpful spiritual guide.
Okay.
So I thought that he was a middleman for people who needed the extra help to make spiritual developments in their own life. So he was a crutch, and really not somebody that I personally needed. And especially not, I didn't need it in the way that it was being presented to me, which growing up in the Bible Belt wasn't. Usually it was either this like pop culture fun best friend guy with the WWJD bracelets, or he was this great person that I would never really get to know because I was going to go to hell anyway. So what did it matter? So I really just didn't care much for him, but I figured, you know, if people need him, okay, you know, good for them.
All right. Christine Flynn, formerly a horrible person. Well, no, I probably shouldn't say it
no,
that
that's
way.
Fine. You can.
well, in some ways, that's true of all of us. We were all babies once, and babies are tough. Christine Flynn is our guest, Not Just Spiritual, My Journey from Personal Religion to the Catholic Faith. Maybe you are just spiritual, and you'd like to talk with Christine about it. Maybe you'd like to talk about your own experience moving that way or helping someone else to move from being just spiritual to come in all the way to the Lord who gives himself to us in the person of Jesus Christ and in the Catholic Church. 888-318-7884.
Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects homebuyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Magnificat. Published monthly, Magnificat features texts of daily Mass, prayers, articles, meditations, art commentaries, and more, in step with the liturgical rhythm of the Church, on the web at magnificat.com.
This is Bishop William Walterscheid, auxiliary bishop in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. What are the benefits of confessing our sins? First of all, we receive forgiveness because in confession, we come to Jesus himself. Another benefit of confessing our sins is receiving the healing that Jesus wants us to have. What is the benefit of confessing our sins? To know to whom we belong, Jesus, the merciful Savior.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kelly, your host. Christine Flynn is our guest. I am going to let callers talk with Christine. There are a few lines open, 888-318-7884. We're talking about being not just spiritual. This is the contemporary kind of religion in many ways, I would say. That the Many people are perfectly willing to admit a belief in God or a belief in a spirituality or to that they have a spiritual life, but would be embarrassed, ashamed, or otherwise put off by any association with religion, certainly with the Catholic faith. I mean, that's got to be the worst of all the religions. 888-318-7884 if you want to talk with Christine about it. So, all right, let's do our Journey Home part now. How did you? I can't do it as well as they do it on Journey Home, but and you were on Journey Home, weren't you?
I was. Didn't I was on Journey Home. Yeah.
but let's talk a little bit about that. How does a person go from agnostic, spiritual, kind of plastic, or in your ability to believe maybe whatever was convenient at the time, even flirting with atheism and moving into atheism, to being a mother of six, I'm Catholic. As you say in the book, I'm Catholic and I will always be Catholic. There's nothing going to put you off. That seems like an awful long journey to make.
Yeah. Well, it was a long time in the making, you know, between me starting to ask questions to when I was baptized as 25-ish years, you know, so there was a lot going on. By the time I was, you know, close to becoming Christian, though, as soon as I gave the Holy Spirit a chance, he made quick work of me. But I did, okay. I wound up, and one of the reasons I was spiritual and big into that for a time is I did have dreams that would come true, which is why the dream interpretations was very interesting to me. But sometimes I would have dreams that actually just, you know, would play out exactly in real life. So I felt very special because of that. But eventually those dreams stopped. And I had been building myself up as this spiritual person for so long. And when the dream stopped, I really started to panic and I didn't know who I was. At that point, I met my now husband, who was an atheist. Yeah. And I figured he's a smart guy. He must have figured things out that I just didn't get to yet. Maybe the dreams weren't real. Maybe this whole thing was just silly of me to believe. So I wound up adopting his anti-spirituality, and went even farther than he did. I wound up becoming a nihilist, and I'm sure a super fun person to be around at that time.
You sound like a ball.
I drank a lot of wine during that time when I was a nihilist, because what's the point, you know? But he wound up becoming interested in spirituality suddenly, oddly. But he was looking towards maybe the Stoics and the ancient philosophers.
Because he's a philosopher, your husband.
Yeah, he's a philosopher. Yeah. He's got that brain. Good for him. He started getting into Aristotle, and then suddenly books were coming in the mail that had saint in the name, like St. Thomas Aquinas or Boethius. And suddenly he's asking me if I know who Jesus is and would I like to go to daily mass? And I said, oh, no.
What? Wow.
I don't know how long that took for him. I don't know, because he was, you know, doing a lot of reading on his own and I just didn't really pay attention. But yeah, once he got to Aquinas, it was a pretty quick change to where he was starting to go to daily mass. And he had been baptized Catholic, but had been out of the faith for a very, very long time. And I remember one day we were going for a walk and he said, do you know who Jesus Christ is? Like, what do you know about him? And I affected a very bad Southern accent. And I said something to the effect of, oh, you mean my personal Lord and Savior? Yeah, no, thanks. I know enough.
Right.
And he just let it go for a bit, but he's an online marketer by trade. So he kind of knew how to read people and massage the message to make sure I wasn't being totally put off and he wasn't being too pushy. And little by little, he started feeding me some information that I might like or might catch my attention. The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel was a big help for me in understanding the person of Jesus and Christianity, and especially redemption, dying for our sins. That those are things that I really had a problem with and couldn't understand. Mm-hmm. So he knew that. He gave me that book and asked me to sit down and watch the Catholicism series with him by Bishop Barron. And little by little, I started feeling like, you know, maybe I could give this a chance, because at this point we had three small children. They're energetic. They love life. I didn't really love life, and I didn't want that. I wanted to be as happy and carefree as they were, and I didn't want to bring them down with some bad energy on my part. So I was tired of being cynical all the time and decided that maybe I could give this a try. And actually, I think Catholic Answers put up a part of the book today on the website about, you know, what if for 30 days you just believed?
Yeah.
And I kind of, started this faith challenge. I didn't realize I was participating in Pascal's Wager at the time, but decided to give it a go, try to be Christian or what I thought was Christian for 30 days and see what came out from that.
And what came out? Like 30 days, 30 days in, and you're like, what?
I didn't even need 30 days, which was the wild part. It took me like seven. It took me about seven. I remember sitting, I got through the part of the Lee Strobel book about Christ dying for our sins. And I remember closing, or I think it was on Kindle. So turning the phone off and going, I believe in Christ. Am I Christian? Oh my, you know, I couldn't believe it. It was very hard for me and scary to even say those things to myself, let alone to anybody else at the time. But yeah, it really didn't take, again, it was decades in the making, and then switched very quickly once I got the answers that I was looking for.
That sounds so familiar to me from many people. The resistance goes on and on and on, and even goes to ridiculous lengths sometimes. But once the thing crumbles, it just crumbles. Like you go,
yeah.
Once you admit the possibility that he's who he says he is, then you get a little bit of his story, or you meet him a little bit and you go, all right, I guess I'm in. All right. Yeah. And that's what happened with you.
Yeah. I mean, it takes a while for everybody to walk around Jericho, but you get those trumpets going and suddenly those walls come tumbling down. So yeah, very much like that.
Wow. And so, let me let some callers talk to you, because I got a million more questions. But I we're talking with Christine Flynn. I told you I've been wanting to talk with her, and now you see why, about her new book, Not Just Spiritual, My Journey from Personal Religion to the Catholic Faith. Let's start with Nina in Dallas, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Nina, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Christine Flynn.
Christine, why did you choose the Catholic denomination versus becoming a Baptist or any other doctrine? Why I'm asking this, because I was born in the Catholic faith, so I never had to choose. Mm. So it made me wonder when they start talking about how did you choose to follow a doctrine in the Catholic Church and not become a Baptist?
All right, Nina, thank you.
You know, or become any other denomination.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. That's a great question, Nina. I did try a couple of other denominations, but I had a feeling that if I was going to believe in Christ, and I growing up, I had my best friend was Catholic, and I had friends who were Mormons, and I knew a couple of Jewish people, and I had Lutheran or non-denominational friends as well. So I kind of had an idea, and I'd gone to church services before, but I knew that if I was going to believe in Christ, it needed to be reverent. And I'd been to some non-denominational churches that had t-shirt cannons and mood lighting and smoke machines. And I knew it couldn't be that. If I was going to believe in Christ, I needed to do so in a more somber way. At the time, I wasn't interested in Catholicism because that was a little too much for me as far as rituals go. And later on, you know, I realized why those are in place, and that was all good. So I understood that. But what I settled on for a bit was actually Lutheranism, because a friend of mine, I growing up, had been a Lutheran. I went to church services a couple of times with him, and it felt like a happy medium between the, the mega church experience that I definitely did not want because it did not feel reverent enough. And then, of course, definitely not being Catholic. So I did actually the first, when I was doing my test of whether or not I could be a Christian, I was going to a Lutheran church then, and I continued to go for several months. And it wasn't until I learned about the transubstantiation and Jesus really being present in the Mass, and understanding that, and understanding John 6 and all of that, that I realized that I needed to be Catholic. And as much as I would have just liked to throw up my hands and say, well, I made it this far, that's good enough, I realized that I needed to go to where Jesus really and truly was, and wound up leaving Lutheranism and telling the pastor there, I'm sorry, because I was never even baptized, and I was supposed, it was on the schedule, I was supposed to be baptized as a Lutheran a couple weeks later, and I said, I'm sorry, but I need to go to the Catholic Church now. Thanks.
What do you think, Nina?
Oh, great answer, and answer my question, which I really do appreciate it.
Well, Nina, thank you very much for the call. I'll tell you what, if you'd like to hang on the line, Thomas the TikTok engine is running the phones today, and he'd be happy to send you a copy of Christine Flynn's brand new book, Not Just Spiritual, My Journey from Personal Religion to the Catholic Faith. I'm going to get to Lee in Houston next, but if you'd like to call, 888-318-7884 is the number, 888-318-7884. So you, when you said, okay, to the Lutheran pastor, I'm sorry, I'm going to go be Catholic. Then what did you do? RCIA?
Yes. I mean, I hit send on that email and went to the church that my husband had been going to daily mass at. And Sister Eileen, who is actually the godmother of three of our children, answered.
It's not even legal. I don't know if that. All right.
So she led me through. I wound up, I was pretty late to the RCIA game at that point. So I was able to be baptized and we could get our marriage blessed on Easter Monday after that. But I had to go through RCIA again before I was confirmed. I understood what I was getting myself into.
And how old was your oldest child when you came into the Catholic Church?
4, I think.
Oh, so the child could just be baptized then.
I had four, three, and one. Yeah. So people thought we had triplets when we were at the baptism preparation classes, but no, we just had converted and had a toad in those three kids.
But it was because of not being at the age of competence yet. The child can just be baptized. The child didn't have to go through RCIA. Our guest is Christine Flynn. She made a big mistake. She got involved with a philosopher, and then he came into the Catholic Church. And now she's one of us. If you'd like to talk to her, 888-318-7884.
Lots of people have big questions about Catholicism. It needs a big book of answers, and now it's got one. The Big Book of Catholic Answers is filled with helpful replies to more than 250 questions about the faith. Questions about God, salvation history, the Creed, the Bible, the list goes on and on. Order your copy of the Big Book of Catholic Answers today at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
We hope that one of the things that we communicate here at Catholic Answers Live is that our Catholic faith allows us to be fully serious about all the problems we encounter in the church and in the world, but it also lets us have light hearts and maybe even mix in a bit of fun, and that is exactly what our good friend Joe Heschmeyer does in his popular podcast, Shameless Popery. You should check it out at shamelessjoe.com. Joe's got a deep grasp of the faith, of morals, the teachings of the church, all that. But he's also got a witty conversational style. He entertains and he informs. But you will leave equipped to better answer the most common challenges, misconceptions, and questions about the Catholic faith. He's got insightful guests. He does on-air debates. And he takes a close look into all the things that you want to know about as a Catholic living today. You'll walk away knowledgeable and filled with joy. Look for Joe on his YouTube channel. Check him out at shamelessjoe.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like what you hear, become a patron.
Our Lord needs articulate defenders of the truth to spread the joy of the Catholic faith. Catholic Answers Monthly Giving Club, Society 315, helps you fulfill the call in 1 Peter 3:15 to always be prepared to make a defense for the hope that is in you. For as little as $10 a month, you'll help Catholics grow in faith, bring lapsed Catholics home, and lead non-Catholics to the truth. Go to CASociety315.com and join today.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Do you belong to the Catholic Answers Book of the Month Club? It's the cool new program. We're passing ourselves off as cool now. It's the cool new program we've got at Catholic Answers. Every month we send you a book that represents the very best in Catholic publishing, like the book we're talking about with Christine today, Not Just Spiritual. That's our January Book of the Month. You'd already have it if you were in the Book of the Month Club. There are other perks as well. As a matter of fact, I think, Christine, you and I are going to do... Are we doing a a conversation just for the book club at some point?
I think in February we are.
I think we are. So that's why my questions haven't been good today. I'm saving up all the good ones for the people who bothered to join the club.
For the cool kids.
Yeah, for the cool kids in the book club. Yeah. If you want to join, just go to shop.catholic.com and sign up for the Book of the Month Club. I don't think you will be sorry you did, because if you start with not just spiritual and then get a good Catholic book every month after that, I mean, that's a pretty good deal. Shop.catholic.com and sign up. There's more people on the line for you. Okay with you if we just go right back to the phones, Christine?
Sure.
All right, Christine Flynn, our guest. Off to Houston we go, where Lee is listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Welcome, Lee. Go ahead with your question for Christine.
Hi, guys. What an interesting show. The intro, I'm curious, prior to the conversion, you have these very strong opinions about religion, about Christianity. Where did that come from? Was there an influence outside of yourself? Was it school? Was it TV? Did you develop these on your own over time? I'm curious about how those developed.
I already read that in the book. I know it was Raquel Welch, but go ahead. I don't want to steal your thunder.
Yeah, that is partly true. Are we talking about in general or just my feelings about Christianity?
Your feelings. You had very strong opinions. Yeah. You know, your opinion about who Jesus was and about how did that develop? Is it something you just thought about over a period of time? Was it someone who told you that, your friends or family or something?
Yeah, it was definitely a collection, and especially it's a mishmash, because I didn't ever think that just going to a reliable Christian source was a possibility for me. So I was really just piecemealing things together. So it could have been, I did have to go to Catholic Mass a couple of times after a sleepover at my best friend's house. Her mom would drag us over. So I would hear the scripture there. My aunt had given me an old children's Bible from the 60s that had been hers. So I did flip through that. I liked the pictures. And I wound up at a few, was a Fellowship of Christian Athletes kind of events after school. The WWJD bracelets were really big during this time. I mean, we even had guys stand on the outside of school property on nice days, and they would throw little mini Bibles into car windows as you drove by. So, and then finally, as I got a little bit older, I actually wound up minoring in world religions in college. So I did get a lot of classes from that, but it was definitely not really from a pro-Christian standpoint or any of that stuff that I learned. So it really was just pieced together. And oftentimes a lot of movies, and you mentioned TV shows, Christians are often the kind of the butt of the joke, the person who's kind of either very judgmental or kind of not cool, so they're not the best characters in television and movies. So I wound up just kind of piecing together this information. I also was reading some of the New Age books I was reading did talk about Jesus and Mary as, there was one book called Mary's Message to the World that was in the 80s and 90s that I would read. And that was purportedly the Blessed Mother giving this one woman in Texas a lot of messages. So I did read that. So I thought I had an understanding of who Mary was. And then Jesus was just kind of this guru in a lot of the New Age or a myth. And so I got an idea of that. So it really was just a combination of very unhelpful, untrue, and easily refutable ideas that I had that I just never bothered to really look into.
All right, Lee?
Oh, well, yes, thanks. I was just so curious. It was, I think for a lot of folks, probably younger folks, they've just not made up Christianity. They've not made up their mind about Jesus because no one's ever talked to them about it. But your story sounded like you understood who he was and you rejected him, and you understood what Christianity was and you rejected it, and because maybe it wasn't an accurate representation that you understood, but it sounded like you the information was given to you and you rejected it, and this is going to be my life. And I was curious.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit, Lee. But let me get Christine to respond to that, if she wants, or
Yeah. I mean, I did get ideas about Christianity, you know, and when my husband asked if I knew who Jesus was, and I said, oh, do you mean my personal Lord and Savior? You know, no thanks, you know. So I had, you know, sound bites about Jesus, but nothing that I would, you know, looking back, I'm like, wow, why did I believe that? You know, that's not right. Somebody should have given me the catechism. They should have thrown that into my car window instead of a Bible, you know. But yeah, so it was a mishmash. I would say that I did reject Jesus, but not the true Jesus, because I really didn't know who he was.
Lee, if you would like a copy of Not Just Spiritual, Christine Flynn's new book, we'd be happy to send it to you. Just hang on. Thomas the TikTok engine will get your information, and we will send it off to you. The number here is 888-318-7884. We're talking to Christine Flynn about her really, truly a beautiful new book, Not Just Spiritual. It is not a difficult read. That's not easy to do, to write a book that it's very, very readable. I like it because you're telling stories. In some cases, you're telling stories on yourself. In other cases, you're telling stories about you. But it's just a beautiful read. And I think, like, I would give this to a young woman. I thought your some of the experiences you shared about a young woman's experience in a kind of a harsh world. I found it a little bit heartbreaking, but like you said, it comes out in the end. And so,
thank goodness.
You know, I just think this is one to share with the granddaughters or the daughters or with anybody. Christine Flynn, Not Just Spiritual, My Journey from Personal Religion to the Catholic Faith. If you'd like to talk with Christine, 888-318-7884. Going to Wisconsin, where Emma is listening on 88.5 FM. Emma, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Christine.
Hi, thank you. I just heard her say earlier that, you know, she said that we've tried these things basically in society, it sounded like. We've tried these things, they didn't work, no thank you. So what did she mean by that? Like, and how did she come up to change her mind about that? Because that's a pretty strong belief. If you've seen this, it's not working. What did you see that did actually work, or what made you change your mind that you've seen that?
Do you mean, Emma, that
work?
Well, like, that Christine thought Christianity wasn't working, or thought that her
religion.
So you had this more youthful view that Christianity is just not working, and so how did you come to change that? Is that correct, Emma?
Yeah, that religion in general doesn't work in society. It sounded like maybe I misunderstood.
Yeah,
no, I think you got it. I think you got it. Christine?
Yeah. So what was helpful is a couple of different things. One, just learning that a lot of the deaths and wars that I was looking at weren't really because of Christianity and why, you know, communism has killed way more. Atheism has killed way more, especially in the 20th century. So just learning some basic statistics helped me, you know, think, oh, maybe I was wrong to think that. But also just learning about salvation history. Clearly, humans are flawed. The world around us is full of bad things happening, both little things and very bad things. And for myself personally, I think I write about this in the book, a cousin committing suicide really made me start to wonder if my own previous ideas were incorrect about my spirituality. So clearly humans are flawed. And Christianity, and of course Catholicism in particular, treats this so beautifully, you know, that yes, there are bad things that happen, but we have a savior who came to help us, both in kind of erasing the red from our ledger, but also giving us a clear guide on how to behave and hopefully improve the world. That old phrase, you know, the church is a place for, as a hospital for sinners, not a hotel for saints. So, okay, I'm not expected to be perfect. People are not expected to be perfect. We are expected to grow in holiness. So that helped. And also just then learning about all the good that Catholics have done in the world, whether it's from hospitals to schools, gave me a different perspective and realized that they actually did a lot of and do a lot of good things, and they are emulating or looking to Jesus Christ as a reason and a method through which to do that good work. That made me realize that I wasn't giving Christianity or organized religion a fair shot.
Does that get at what you wanted, Emma?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I'll tell you what, I'd like to send you the book too if you want it. Christine Flynn's new book, Not Just Spiritual. If you hang on, we'll get an address and we will send it off to you. I'm going to take a very quick break and come back and make sure we get to everybody else who's on these phone lines before we go. Christine Flynn really does have a fine new book out. It's called Not Just Spiritual, My Journey from Personal Religion to the Catholic Faith. It's the book of the month in the Catholic book Catholic Answers Book Club. And you can get it at shop.catholic.com.
Let us help you with your question today on Catholic Answers Live.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
The only thing new about the heresies in the church and the schisms in the church today is it's mixed with satanic worship. We in the church have gone from enneagrams to centering prayer to solstice worship to goddesses. And you buy it as something new.
For more information on Mother Angelica, visit Religious Catalog at EWTNRC.com.
Who was the first Catholic in your family? Were they evangelized by a friend, a coworker, a stranger? Did you ever think that you could be that person that God uses to save a soul, and that soul could save their family, their grandchildren, and generations to come? At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we train, equip, and mobilize Catholic disciples to do the urgent work of evangelization. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization, streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm going to ask you a question I don't think anybody else is going to ask you. I can see coming into the Catholic Church in 1945. I can see it in 1845. After 2002, the church has just been involved in scandal after scandal. It's been disheartening for Catholics. Many people have left the church or are just brokenhearted about the whole thing. And you decide, you know what? I'm going to join. So tell me about that experience, because I love the people who are in RCIA nowadays. I think, all right, we're not lying to you. You know, you've got the whole picture, and you're still coming in. So tell me about that experience.
Yeah, actually, that was one of the – I remember that was – actually, it's funny because I did not think about that until you just said it. That was one of the things I asked my husband when he talked about becoming Catholic. I was like, whoa, aren't that – isn't that the place where those things happened? And he just laid out basic statistics for me about the probabilities and then the safeguards that are in place now. And man, how anywhere from elementary schools to daycares, you know, camp counselors, whatever, it's unfortunately – it's happens in a lot of different places. I went through the safeguarding our children safety training so I could volunteer at our local parish. And I got a lot of statistics there, too. So I feel like hearing what people are doing now to safeguard the children and the most vulnerable in the church. So I do feel like there's hope there. And I don't want to just dismiss the entire Catholic Church and the faith, because I really, really know that's true just because of some bad things that happened within it.
All right. All right. Let's go to Remington in Gainesville, Florida, listening on the Alexa. Remington, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead with your question for Christine Flynn.
So I was wondering, I came from kind of a very open, eclectic background, kind of like you did, I guess. And I was wondering, what came first for you? Did you like find that you were drawn to the teachings of the church and the Bible, or did you like have some experience where you found a personal relationship with Christ?
So with the faith challenge that I put myself up to, I decided to read the Bible from front cover to back cover eventually. But I started at the beginning there, and we actually had a Jewish friend who had just moved back to the United States from Israel. So he stayed with us, and I had like a mini Old Testament book study with him every morning. As payment for letting him live in our house, I guess. I was reading the Bible. I was going to the Lutheran church, and I felt like I finally and then reading Lee Strobel's book, A Case for Christ, I felt like I was getting a lot of the misunderstandings that I had about Christianity solved and resolved. And so I went in more from a historical and logical point. And it wasn't until later that I felt like that Jesus was for me too, in a very real way. But at first it really was more about the teachings and the Bible itself.
Okay. How did that secondary conversion happen for you, or what did that feel? I've been a convert since 2012. I've been a Catholic convert since 2014, and I still struggle with that second part, which is why I'm asking. What was that like?
Remington. All right. All right.
You know, it was really understanding the Eucharist that did a lot for me. And it's much to the embarrassment of my children. I sometimes still cry at church because I cannot believe that he's right there. That may be hormonal because I think it only happens when I'm pregnant, now that I'm realizing that. But yeah, it was understanding that Jesus didn't just die for sins. You know, it was suddenly that, wow, he's right here at the Mass and he's here for me too. And really just kind of letting myself sit with that really helped me have that further development in my relationship. And also constantly praying, learning all of the rote prayers has actually been really helpful in helping me go deeper in my relationship with Christ.
Remington, I promised everybody I'd get them on, so I'm going to do that. But I do want to send you a copy of the book, Christine Flynn's brand new book, Not Just Spiritual. Look, you read that title. I'm not talking to you now, Remington. Just hang on. We'll get your address and we'll send it to you. You read that title. You know what this book is about because you hear it all the time. This is the modern mantra. I'm just a spiritual person. I'm not religious. Well, Christine is challenging that in this book by telling her story. And you can get it at shop.catholic.com or wherever you get good Catholic books. Going to Sun City, California. Boy, that sounds like fun. Sun City, California. Kathleen, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Hi, Kathleen. Kathleen?
Yes.
Oh, hi. You're on the air with Christine Flynn.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. So, like, she was talking about having those dreams, and I was just, like, for a good dream, but a lot of times it'd just be message dreams. I was like, and they would always come real, and sometimes when I tried to change them, it made it worse. So I would see it's going to happen, I could change that, move different paths, whatever I'm doing in life, and it just made it worse, and it always happened anyway. So I want to know, what was her experience?
With your premonition dreams.
Yeah. A lot of the premonition dreams were actually kind of larger global events. Bill Clinton, the fallout of everything that happened with him, I had a dream about that months before. So, or natural disasters. It was very particular about earthquakes here and when. So they're not really things that I could change. Even still to this day, even though I don't get dreams that come true, I do get very minor premonitions here and there. And I've decided that those are just invitations for me to lean more heavily on the Lord, because he knows what's going to happen. And I may have a glimpse of that here and there. But what I can do, because even if I can't do anything about the premonition itself, I can just realize that he is with me or with the people who are suffering because of that premonition in a very, very real way. So I've just looked at those dreams that I used to have or the premonitions that I still occasionally get as just an opportunity to know that God is with us.
Kathleen, thank you for the call. As you heard, I'm trying to get everybody on now with Christine Flynn before she has to go, but I'd like to send you a copy of her book. Christine Flynn, our guest, has this brand new book out, Not Just Spiritual, My Journey from Personal Religion to the Catholic Faith. Can we mail to Sun City? Is that all right? We can mail to Sun City? Yeah. Okay, good. Kathleen, just hang on and we'll mail it to you if we can. Michael is in Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York. It's a bad day.
No, just don't say anything. Maybe he doesn't know yet. Watching on YouTube. Hi, Michael. You want to talk to Christine?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that, Michael.
Rough night.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate hearing your story. And I'm a catechist here in Buffalo. And I've often found that when people come to the faith, it's for several reasons. Usually when they come to OCIA is they're getting married and they want their future spouse to know about the faith, or they're coming from a place of trauma, or it's a general curiosity. They have questions life can't answer. And hearing your story, was there a, when you first came to the faith, was there a specific dogma that was more difficult to accept than others? And how did you grow to understand and believe it?
Okay. Yeah. So surprisingly, considering I was so anti-authority for so long, I was really happy and it almost felt relief to be able to say, here's the Catholic Church and they have the answers. Very smart people over thousands of years have worked this out. And I really didn't have that much of a hard time accepting things. I did have a difficult time at first because it meant that we weren't done probably having children was with birth control. Because at that point we just had our third and I had given away all the baby clothes. So there's just like a logistics thing there that I had to work through. Cause no sane person has more than that many children in this day and age, which is very funny cause now I've doubled that count. And then also just the general idea of like a light and dark side of the universe, you know, the yin yang thing. That one took a while because I didn't realize that was such an insidious part of my own thoughts about myself, about other people. That took some healing to get through. But I think I think that probably the teachings on human sexuality is probably the more tangible. So, getting to learn about Humana Vitae and theology of the body were very critical for me. And then also just various podcasts and Catholic speakers that I, you know, heard here and there over the years, and trying to live the way the Lord set us up with our human sexuality. It took time, but I think I was healed of that.
Oh, okay, Michael. I can't wait to read your book.
Well, hang on. You're getting the free copy, Michael. And as always, we've spoken to Michael before. Thank you for your generous sharing of yourself to be a catechist. It's a magnificent calling, and God bless you for saying yes to it. So hang on. Give us the address again. We'll send out a copy of Christine Flynn's new book, Not Just Spiritual, My Journey from Personal Religion to the Catholic Faith. You hear Christine's husband, Pat Flynn, here sometimes with us. He's not as good a guest as her, but he's, you know, we enjoy having him here. But I did want to ask you this, Christine, if I can.
Ooh.
Give us an idea of, okay, so you describe yourself, you know, you were this person who was really closed off to religion. You were willing to be spiritual. What I really like from you is tell me, about approaches from Christians that did not work with you. Like maybe give us a little help with how not to approach people with the Christian religion when they are just spiritual.
Yeah. Making Jesus sound like a pop culture buddy was very unappealing to me because that didn't seem like somebody I really would want to get to know and didn't or take seriously anyway, you know. So the WWJD bracelets, I come back to that because it just seemed like a way of dumbing down or oversimplifying Jesus that I even back then just didn't find attractive. Leading off with fire and brimstone also did not set well with me. I often felt like people, when I was hearing about Jesus, I was being told about him so they could also say, well, hear who he is and you'll never get to know him because, you know, rapture is coming or whatever. You'll be a slave of Satan for 1,000 years. You're kind of out of luck there. So hearing that like really deep negativity, having people live a life that when they said they were Christian but didn't live what I thought a Christian should do or say or be like, so the hypocrisy seemed to be very evident with certain Christians that I was that I knew when I was growing up or even in my 20s or 30s, even as I was coming into the church. That was a huge turnoff
like
towards
Christianity. Like they were mean or they were greedy, or what was the sign that they weren't living as Christian?
A promiscuity, say, would be a big one. I knew somebody who would cheat on his girlfriend but still go to church. How is that okay? I mean, it's like, if you're going to say you're going to follow Christ, I'm pretty sure that's not something you should be doing. And he was actually quite outspoken about his faith, too. So there's certain things like that I just really could not abide by. And I thought, well, look, if that's what Christianity is, even if it's not really what it is, but if that's how it's being lived out, I don't really want anything to do with it.
I got you. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Christine, I hope you will come back and talk. Well, we're going to do the thing for the book club, so we'll do that.
Yeah.
And I know that you were very generous because the family has a cold, but you fought through it for an hour. And I appreciate that very much. I do want to recommend the book, Christine Flynn's new book, Not Just Spiritual, My Journey from Personal Religion to the Catholic Faith. Wherever you are on that continuum, you'll find the book inspiring and helpful. It's a very, very helpful book. Again, Christine Flynn, thank you very much. I enjoyed talking with you.
Yeah. Thanks, Si. It's been great.
All right. Tom Nash is coming. There's nothing we can do about it. All right. He's coming. So get ready to dial the phone, 888-318-7884. It's Ask Me Anything with Tom Nash. So one of the things I really like about Christine's story is the idea that, you know, the case for Christ, for example, it was important. Making the apologetics case, explaining and defending and sharing the reasons. These are all important things in helping folks come to the faith. So if you've got questions about the faith, or if you have folks who have questions and you'd like to be helpful, dial now. Let's talk with Tom Nash, a great apologist, right after this. 888-318-7884.